We are told, verse 17 now of Genesis 14, the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. Now, this man, Abraham, I would say, is in grave danger here because the king of Sodom and Gomorrah are going to really make him an offer, and that would more or less make him an ally with them. And Abraham was entirely separated from him. And then out of nowhere, we read, and Melchizedek, king of Salem. Now, it's been supposed that Salem was Jerusalem. And may I say to you that actually, I do not think that's true at all, because Salem here actually is not a place, but the word Salem means peace. And we get that in verse 2 of chapter 7 of Hebrews, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Doesn't say he's king of Jerusalem, he's king of peace. This is the man that could make peace in that day. Now, that's the thing that is important about this man, Melchizedek. He's king of Salem, and I'm sure he had a place somewhere, but it doesn't mean Jerusalem. It could be any place. He's king of peace. And there's something else. He's the priest of the Most High God, and he's also king of righteousness, for that's what Melchizedek means. Melech is a Hebrew word meaning king, and Zedek means righteousness. Jeremiah speaks of Jehovah, our righteousness. And so here we have this king of peace, and he's king of righteousness, and he's the priest of the Most High God. We're not going to be left in the dark about that very long, you see. And that's very important to see. He's the priest of the Most High God. And the very interesting thing is that he came out to meet this man, Abraham, and the thing he did, he brought out bread and wine. And here are these two old worthies, these patriarchs, Melchizedek and Abraham, celebrating the Lord's Supper. They are looking forward to the coming of Christ. Just 2,000 years before Christ came, and you and I meet today, and we partake of bread and wine, and we look back to the coming of Christ 2,000 years ago. So here are these two worthies, and they're celebrating the Lord's Supper. Now, don't ask me to explain it. I can't explain it. I just call your attention to it here. This is something that we stand in profound awe and wonder and worship here. This is where faith treads on the high places. Here's where we're having that steak dinner we were talking about.